Dirty Girl Secrets, Secrets to Talking Like a Dirty Girl by Dirty Girl Secrets. Number one, your mouth.
Hello, ladies. Are you frustrated, down, and out because you don't know how to talk dirty?
We've all been there, but I'm here to share with you just a couple secrets to turn you from the good little girl you are, who never sasses her elders, to the dirty, nasty little slut you were meant to be. Just one fair warning, once you let the dirty out, it's not going to be able to go back in, so be really, really sure you're ready. Are you ready, my little slut angel? You want to learn how to be dirty? Good. So what's a girl to do when she doesn't have access to all of her womanly ways to please her man? Here in our little world, we can't touch him with sweet, soft, little fingertips running circles around his chest. And we can't dig our fingernails into his shoulders while we shove him to the ground. And we can't gaze at him with adoring eyes, batting our eyelashes, smiling coyly. Or we can't scowl at him dismissively, curling our upper lip as he begs for a little attention. And we can't tempt him with our bodies, our soft, beautiful, luscious bodies, a little too much cleavage, skirt a little too short. Unless, of course, you're the type of girl that likes to take pictures of her tits and send them to anyone in the world with an internet connection. But you're not that type of girl, are you? I didn't think so. So what are you to do? Here, we have access to our minds, our voices, our words, and our pretty little mouths. So here's my first tip. Your mouth is your cunt. I know it's vulgar, but let's stop beating around the bush here, girls. We're here because we like hard cocks, and more than hard cocks, we like hard cocks coming. And even more than hard cocks coming, we like knowing it's our voices, our words, our thoughts, our imaginations that are making those hard cocks come, right? So, every word you say is your cunt squeezing around his cock. If you're blushing already, I need you to take a deep breath. Walk to a mirror. Look at yourself. Sweet, sexy little thing. I want you to push one hand down the top of your bra. Find your nipple. Hold it a little bit. Run your other hand down your belly. Rest it there on the top of your panties. Not underneath your panties, you dirty girl. On top of your panties, and I just want you to stroke your middle finger up your slit a little bit. And I want you to say, I'm a dirty girl. I'm a dirty girl. I'm a dirty girl. Say it. Mean it. Feel it. It's true. You're a dirty girl and your mouth is your cunt. Look at it. Look at how sweet and pink and full it is. Luscious. Wet. Run your tongue along your lips. Oh, that's a good girl. Now, your mouth is your cunt.
But dirty girl, what does that mean? Your mouth is your cunt. I don't know. Your mouth is your mouth. And geez, that's dirty.
I know. I told you. I'm a dirty girl. Let me give you an example. Take the word cock. When you say that word, I really want you to feel his dick in the back of your throat. Make it nice and open and use it all. So, cock, cock. You can almost hear it, right? And that k at the end, well, that's the little swallow he needs so bad. Cock. Another example would be the word fuck. Really feel your teeth scraping along the bottom of your lip when you say it. Fuck. And make him think about how his dick pushes into you slowly. Fuck. Maybe another example would be the word pussy. Pussies are wet, right? Sweet. And when you say pussy, I want your lips to pucker a little. Pussy. And really drag out that sound. Pussy. Make it just sound undeniably delicious. On the flip side, we got cunt. Cunts need to be fucked and rammed and full. Really sort of emphasize the in the middle. Cunt. And that'll make him feel like he's pushing it into you really hard. Fucking your cunt. Those are just a couple examples of how you can use your mouth as your cunt. My next tip is... Oh, can I? Yes, please, I'm sorry. Tip number two. Reading and writing are fundamental. Very good. Good girls always do their homework. Just like in the real world, the best way to improve your dirty vocabulary is through reading and writing. So I suggest, if you're not already doing so, that you read lots and lots of erotica. This will do two things. It will help improve your dirty vocabulary and give you new ways to say the same old thing. And it will fill your mind with treacherous, disgusting, depraved, filthy, nasty ideas that you can then share with and or foist upon another person, whatever the case may be. Another tip is to try writing. The more you write and get used to having these thoughts, the easier it'll be for them to eventually come out of your mouth. So, I know it can be a little difficult to find men who are interested in receiving dirty messages from women, but I think if you just are persistent and you have a little bit of perseverance, you might be able to find one or even two who'd be willing to read a message that you wrote them. And if you're having a really difficult time finding somebody who wants to hear your dirty thoughts, you can always write to me at Dirty Girl Secrets. But dirty girls, I write to you all the time and you never write me back. Oh, I'm sorry. Sometimes my inbox gets really, really full. Like, I mean to write you back. I have every intention to write you back, and your messages are so important to me, and I'm really sorry. I'll definitely try to do better. Well, if I write you now, will you write me back? I'm a little busy. I have a couple things on my plate, but yes, I will definitely write you back. Oh, thank you. Number three, fake it till you make it. It can be very difficult to step outside of your everyday life and get down and dirty the way you want to, especially when you have lots of responsibilities and people looking to you for advice and how to do this and how to do that. So one way that you might be able to get to that dirty spot in your mind is to pretend to be somebody else. Now, you don't always have to do this, but it's a good way to put your foot in the door. So, for instance, it might be much easier for you to say, I want you to fuck me, if you're pretending to be a prostitute. Or it might be easier to talk about sucking his dick if you are the naughty office whore. So imagine you're somebody else. Put yourself in that slut's high heels and pretend. And eventually you'll have said these things yourself that they might actually become something you would say. Number four, fun bags. What did I tell you about that word? I thought it was appropriate because it's like fun. It's like it fits with the next tip a little bit. I told you, we don't say fun bags. We don't say jugs. We don't say boobies. We don't say tatas. No. No. All right. Number four, fun, fun, fun till your daddy takes the T-bird away. Much better. My last tip is, this is supposed to be fun. If you don't like it, if it's not who you are, if it doesn't feel right, fuck it. Do you, baby. Don't worry about what you think he wants. He wants you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your sounds. He wants you. Doesn't matter what you say to him. He just wants you there with him, present at every moment. So don't sweat it. Be yourself. And have fun, 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 until your daddy takes the T-bird away.